Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call Tape number 313, Reasonings for Instrumental Music Examined, Part 4. This is the last of a series of four studies which examine arguments or reasonings for the use of instruments of music in worship. We, as Christians, must wish to please God even in those things which our society names as being unimportant, such as the use of mechanical instruments of music in Christian worship of God. We wish now to find scriptural reason for accepting or rejecting each argument. This lesson examines the argument that instruments of music may be used in worship because a psalm, by definition, is always sung with instrumental accompaniment, and Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19 commands Christians to sing psalms. Thus, say the proponents of this argument, to obey this divine command, instruments must be used. The following two reasons oppose this argument and show it to be false. Number one, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19 defines the instrument to be used, the human heart or spirit, is to accompany the voice with melody. Thus, other instrumentation is excluded. Number two, the Greek word for psalm, psalmos, when used in the New Testament, does not imply accompaniment by instruments of music. Thus, the Word of God which directs us today, the New Testament, does not command that instruments of music be used. Part 1 of this series, tape number 310, shows that faith comes by hearing the Word of God, Romans chapter 10, verse 17, and that what is not of faith is sin, Romans chapter 14, verse 23. Thus, acting by faith is acting in obedience to God's word, and acts done without divine authority are sin. Because there is no command to use instruments of music in the worship services, we cannot, in faith, use them. Therefore, we must not use mechanical instruments of music in worship of God today. Part 3 of this series, tape number 312, discussed the translation of the Greek verb psalo, which, after many earlier changes in meaning, is translated in the New Testament as to sing, the use of instruments of music not being inferred in this meaning. The Greek noun psalmos is the word translated as psalm. A somewhat parallel evolution of meaning for solo and psalmos occurred in ancient times, so that both words once implied the use of instruments, but this was many years prior to the writing of the New Testament. In the New Testament, neither of these words imply the use of instruments, according to the bulk of Greek language lexicographic authorities. Listen to tape number 312, part 3 of this series, to learn how languages evolve and how the meanings of words change with time, locality, and application. Tape number 312 studies the Greek word solo in detail. Acceptable modern New Testament translations are done by assemblies of many scholars who represent the various schools of thought in the various religious denominations. These scholars apply vast stores of learning to produce accurate translations. Each scholar has, of course, personal prejudices, but these are nearly always balanced by the opposite prejudices of others in the assembly. Thus, the completed translation is quite free of personal prejudice and of denominational bias. God surely watches over these assemblies to ensure that His word will not be corrupted, for 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23 promises that the word of God will live and abide forever. Translations produced in this way are the word of God. They are accurate. It is these words that will be used to measure our lives on the judgment day. In all acceptable modern New Testament translations, the word psalm has today's meaning. Webster's New School and Office Dictionary shows the word psalm to mean a sacred song, A song, of course, is a musical composition, a poem or ballad. A ballad is a short narrative poem adapted for reciting or for singing. Thus, there is no command or inference for the use of mechanical instruments of music in any of these modern translations. There are many witnesses who show the use of the word psalm does not demand or imply mechanical accompaniment. These disprove the basic premise of the argument being examined. The witnesses are, number one, the Greek language lexicons which show a particular New Testament use. Number two, assemblies of Bible translators who, collectively, translate psalms as having no inference for the use of instruments. Number three, the witness of history. History shows that the early Christians worshipped God in their assemblies without using mechanical instruments of music. They continued this way from the beginning of the Lord's Church for more than 500 years until the traditions of men gradually introduced the use of instruments in the worship. How can some insist, contrary to this group of witnesses, that the use of mechanical musical instruments is implied in the word psalm, as used in Ephesians 5:19? And that we must use instruments if we are to obey God? There is no truth in the argument. Instruments of music may not be used in modern Christian worship of God. To use them, we must go beyond faith and act without scriptural authority. That is, we must act not of faith. Because what is not of faith is sin, the Lord's people today sing praises to God accompanied only by the melody in their hearts. Thank you for your call.
The message.